Lecture topic. No space for despondency.
Maulana Ahmad Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one couplet of his gives great hope to any person. So he says, Is tarah se tay ki humne manzile, gir gaye, gir kar uthe, uth kar chale. This is how we traveled and traversed the path to get to Allah Ta'ala. That we fell, but then when we fell, we didn't remain sitting there. Gir gaye, gir kar uthe. Then we woke up and we carried on walking again. So this couplet is to give hope to a person who is trying to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, but sometimes person slips up somewhere. So there's no space in deen for despondency. There's no space in the path of Allah Ta'ala for despondency. Person carries on trying and carries on trying to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. The reward of that effort will not be lost at all. If whatever happened, that might set him back sometimes, but the reward of the effort still didn't get lost. That was still gained. But the effort must continue. Whether it is in the matter of staying away from what one has to stay away, whether it is in inculcating what one has to inculcate, the effort must continue. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, very great personality. So he is mentioned about him that he once, in his very early days, decided, I now need to make sure that I get this 40 days consecutively with Takbir-e-Ula, every Salah with Takbir-e-Ula, to gain the great virtue. So he commenced, and on the 39th day, something happened, and he missed his Takbir-e-Ula. So now, person, 39 days passed, and no Takbir-e-Ula was missed. On the 39th day, something happened. So he didn't get despondent. Obviously, it would have been a little bit of sadness that now it didn't work out, but he didn't become despondent. He started off the next day. And the next day he started off, and he continued, and it went up to 39 days again, and something happened. So now again, a second time, 39 days, almost right there, and it didn't come to its completion of getting the full 40 days. It didn't become a means of despondency again. Immediately the next day he started. And the third time round, the full 40 days was completed and then continued. So the lesson in this is that there's no despondency. Yes, sometimes things don't go the way we hoped it would have gone. Our weaknesses sometimes overcome us, but the effort must never ever stop. And the effort, obviously, there is a proportionate effort. It's not an effort that just a very, very cursory effort, the proportionate effort. And if a person is struggling with something, then the part of that effort is to put pressure on the nafs in a way that the nafs then comes in line. Another person has been struggling with something and then it's still falling in the same thing. So now the next time he falls, he has to put some pressure on his nafs that if this happens again, then this will be the consequences. All this is really only effective in the supervision of someone. Then that full benefit of it comes. It's not without benefit if it's not done in supervision, but the full benefit is when it is in somebody's supervision, somebody's guidance, then inshallah, these things become very easy to get past. Allah Ta'ala give us that.